All right, everybody, I just saw it tick to 12 noon up here, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. Welcome to the very last SharePoint conference session. You've made it. We're super excited that you're still here with us. We're very excited to see all of you here. So, my name is Kate Dramstad, and I'm a program manager at Microsoft on the SharePoint team. I work on mobile experiences, and I've got my buddy Kieran.
Cool. Hi, Kieran Gupta here. I'm a program manager on the OneDrive for Business product team.
And we are going to cover OneDrive for Business, everything you can do in the mobile world, including the Sync client today. So let's go ahead and get started.
Thank you, Kate. Got this. So our talk is separated into four sections, nicely color-coded for your convenience. Blue section, green, purple, and orange. So we'll start out with the blue section, which will be all about OneDrive for Business and what it is. We'll talk about the products and the services. We'll also go on to the green section, where we'll talk about exclusively apps, features, updates available to customers in the cloud. That's the Office 365 cloud, of course. We'll then move on to the purple section, which will be exclusively about on-premises customers. We know that many, many of our best customers are using on-premises SharePoint server, and we really want to explain to you what apps and features are available to you if you're working on-premises. And lastly, we'll close with a bunch of really useful, frequently asked questions. These will be separated by platform, Android, iPhone, iPad, Surface, Surface RT, and Pro. So at that time, we'll actually be doing something pretty interesting. We'd love to get interaction with the audience if you have specific questions related to those platforms and usage of OneDrive for Business on those platforms. We'll invite you to ask targeted questions in the middle of our slides. And then, of course, we'll do the usual open Q&A at the end if you have questions that don't fall into those slides. So let's dig right in. The session is, of course, about OneDrive for Business, but we really want to emphasize that it's a cross-platform session. So that means we'll be covering a bunch of different topics on Windows Phone and Windows 8. We'll also be covering Android devices. We know many of our customers use Android. We'll be covering Apple devices, including MacBooks, iPhones, and iPads, and you'll see a bunch of demos of some of those products. And we're also covering customers in the cloud, as well as on-premises, like I mentioned. And we're also covering phones and tablets. So the point I'm trying to make here is this is an equal opportunity device session. We want you to bring your questions about all the different devices, including some of those hard questions about interop and compatibility and lack of apps. And if we don't get it addressed here, we'll do our best to give you an answer and provide you some roadmap information if we can. So what is OneDrive for Business? Most of you are probably familiar with SkyDrive Pro. We've now, of course, relaunched that as OneDrive for Business. And it really has three core areas. First off, we're excited to announce that, of course, we've upped the limit to 25 gigabytes, which is a really, really, really awesome amount. And you can purchase more storage, of course, additionally for your users. We're also excited to say that we have a number of mobile apps and sync clients, which can be used to access OneDrive for Business. But, of course, the key differentiator of OneDrive for Business is our integration with Office. Dropbox, Google Drive, Box, these guys don't have any of those features. This is one of the awesome differentiators and value adds of using the OneDrive for Business ecosystem. And of course, OneDrive for Business is backed by SharePoint. So you get all of the SharePoint-grade enterprise security, auditing, administrative controls that you're used to and familiar with by using SharePoint over the years. So we separate our apps into generally four different categories. We have full sync apps, which are basically apps that run in a desktop environment. They sit in the back, and they continually sync your content from SharePoint server down to your local file system. We have what we call browse and manage apps. These are also known as our mobile apps. And these are touch-optimized native apps for the device that provide an easy way to access, read, manage, and share your content within OneDrive for Business. Third, we have our Office apps. You'll know these as Office Hub on Windows Phone, Office Mobile on iPhone, Office Mobile on Android. And we'll be talking a little bit more about those. But these apps, as you know, can connect to SharePoint on-premises, SharePoint Online, as well as your consumer OneDrive for Business. Your consumer OneDrive and your OneDrive for Business. And lastly, we have web experiences. And Kate will be talking to you a lot about the different web experiences we have. But we have both desktop and mobile, including brand new mobile optimized views that we'll be showing you here as part of this session. So to call out what those apps actually are, here's a list of them. We have the OneDrive for Business Sync client for Windows. We released this over a year and a half ago, and we're continually pushing updates every month to improve the reliability and quality of the sync engine. We have several browse and manage apps. We have the app for Windows 8, or a modern app, and we have our app for iPhone and iPad, and this is, again, a native app that's optimized for both iPad and iPhone form factor. Among their Office apps, as I mentioned, we have three of them covering all of your primary mobile phone platforms. And lastly, among web experiences, we, of course, have desktop, mobile, and then Office Online, which was formerly called Office Web Apps, which is your full fidelity viewing, editing, co-op, and collab in the browser for your different Office apps. But if you attended one of my earlier sessions, SBC 245 on Tuesday with Tejas, you'll know that we made a couple really big announcements there, as well as some demos. We'll be covering those demos in this session as well, but I wanted to call out, if you did not attend that, that we are actually working on two additional apps, the OneDrive for Business Sync Client for Mac users and the OneDrive for Business app for Android users. So again, if you missed that, that's something that we're working on. I know you're excited to see those coming. We'll be showing you a demo as well later of the Mac client. I have a little asterisk there. These are both scheduled to launch later this calendar year. So this chart you can go and grab in the deck later. I'm not really going to go through it, but it gives you an idea of what features are across all these different apps that you just saw in a different slide. The one thing I really want to call out is areas that we're working on. We know that, say, camera auto-upload is a big feature in our mobile space, and we're working to provide that ability for some of our mobile apps. And we also know that users want to access content that's outside of their individual OneDrive for Business, like content that's been shared with me. So we're really working on plans to bring that functionality into our other endpoints, especially the mobile endpoints as well. So I'm going to go ahead and dive into one of my first demos here. But this is really a question about, why do we have two of these apps? And I get this question a lot. We have the OneDrive for Business mobile app, and we have these Office Mobile, or these Office Hub apps. And what's the difference? Aren't they redundant? And this is a question that I do get a lot. And I'm hopefully going to make it very clear to you in this demo what the key differences are. But to boil it down, it really comes down to licensing. These apps are licensed differently for on-prem, online, and different SKUs of Office 365. And the primary use case, we really think you'll be doing different things in these two different apps. So to expand that out a bit, we really think that the OneDrive for Business mobile apps are about easily accessing, managing, and sharing your content. They also provide you the ability to take content offline, whereas the Office mobile apps are really about high-fidelity viewing and editing of your content. And from a licensing perspective, you'll see that OneDrive for Business apps are available to all users who have access to SharePoint Online, including Plan 1, Plan 2, and any of the E1, E3, E4 SKUs. Whereas the Office mobile app is really only for users on that premium or E3 SKU over there. And then there's a bit of a platform differentiation gap right now as well, but as I mentioned, we're really working on filling all of those gaps. So I'll go ahead and transition to my first demo, which will be covering both of these different apps. So we're over here on iPhone. As you know, we shipped version 1 of the OneDrive for Business app back in June. Since then, we've actually released two updates to that iOS app, including one most recently last week, where we enabled support for Office 365 dedicated customers, as well as refreshed the entire UI to support iOS 7 so that the look and feel is consistent with the platform, so that we have a native experience on that particular platform. And we also changed a bunch of our iconography and our user flows based on customer feedback we got both internally and externally. So once you launch the OneDrive for Business app, you'll see we have three main pivots: your files, access to your recent content, which roams across all of your different Office endpoints, and we also have this really neat offline feature. So in this particular case, I'll be opening the business roundtable. Adjust the lighting here. There you go. So this is a PowerPoint document. It doesn't look super great in this view, right? This is the Apple Quick Looks built-in viewer. It's cheap, it's quick, it's dirty, it gets the job done, but it's really designed for lightweight read-only viewing. If you really want to go to the next level, I'll show you in a moment, you should really then use that Office mobile app. But in the meantime, I'll show you two of the quick things you can do when you're in this app. The first one is sharing this document. So the simple tap, you're actually able to bring up the list of users who have access to this particular file. You can easily flip back to view and edit. This should look familiar to you based on the web UI for sharing. Very consistent. This is quite easy to actually share that content. And then lastly, you can take this content offline. Because remember, the OneDrive for Business app is about managing, sharing, and taking your content offline. That's really the key value add here. So you'll see that it's available offline, and I'll show you where that actually is in a moment. So that's really what we're hoping you'll use the OneDrive for Business app for. If you want to go to the next level, then we provided this great integration with the Office app. And again, remember that OneDrive for Business and Office work super well together. That's one of the things we're always working on improving. So you'll see here that now I'm in the Office mobile for iPhone app. That same document, super high fidelity. All those graphics that were missing, they're all here, 100% high fidelity in the Office mobile app. In this case, you can actually edit, of course, on your mobile device. I'll just make a quick change here, say I want to change 2013 to a 2014, just to update the date. Say done, boom, it's all done in line. And you have some cool features like the ability to view all of your different slides right here on your mobile device. So this is great if you want high fidelity viewing and editing on the go. Once I hit done, it says, hey, you got a change. I can hit change, and it's going to save my content. It's not going to fork the file. It's not going to ask me to name it again. It saves the content straight back to OneDrive for Business. And you'll notice that if I just pivot right back to the OneDrive for Business app, you'll see that in a moment, it refreshed the file, and bam, it now has that change that I just made. Really tight integration between the OneDrive for Business app and the Office mobile app. So as I mentioned, I took this file offline before, and you'll see that here it is in my offline section, which means that if I take this device offline, it's always going to be available. So what I'm really trying to point out here is that the OneDrive for Business app and the Office mobile app, they're really complementary. They're not redundant. We're really hoping that you'll use OneDrive for Business as a touch-optimized, quick, easy way to access, manage, share your content. And then when you want to go the next level, you'll switch over to Office mobile to do that high-fidelity viewing and editing while on the go. And those apps work really, really well together. So that's where we are right now with these two different apps. So at this point, I'll go ahead and turn it back over to Kate, and she'll talk to you about customers who are in the cloud.
Alrighty. So show hands, how many people out here are Office 365 customers today? Awesome. How many people are thinking about migrating to Office 365 in the near future? How many people are thinking about it because we announced that awesome new OneDrive standalone SKU? Yeah? That's pretty cool. All right, so this section is for all of you folks who just raised your hands. We're going to cover everything that you have access to as a customer in the cloud. So here's the big meta slide. This is the one you're going to want to take your phones out and take a picture of. It'll also be on Yammer, so if you want to do that instead. So summary here. If you are a Windows desktop user, you have two options. You have, the sync client, which will keep all your files up to date in the background, as well as the desktop browser experience. That should be pretty familiar to everybody. On Mac, as Kieran announced, we've got the sync client coming on that platform, as well as the desktop experience, of course. If you're using Windows 8 tablets, you have a OneDrive for Business app in the Microsoft Store, as well as access to the brand new mobile-optimized browser experience for OneDrive for Business. On Windows Phone, you have, of course, Office Hub, which shipped with the first version of Windows Phone and is free to use. And can connect to OneDrive for Business as well as other SharePoint libraries. And, of course, the mobile-optimized experience. On iOS, you have the OneDrive for Business native app, the Office mobile app, both of which Kieran just demoed, and, of course, the mobile browser experience works there, too. And then on Android, we have the native app coming to the Google Play Store in this calendar year. As today, you do have access to Office mobile as well as the mobile-optimized browser. So, a lot of this chart is the mobile-optimized browser, and that's the feature that my team works on, so I'm going to walk you through a demo of that today. One thing I do want to point out before I move on from this slide is that customers in the cloud, Office Mobile is exclusively available to you. So that's a big value out of being in the cloud right now, that rich viewing and editing experience, that's just for you, as well as all of our new and exciting features, those are going to come to you first. You know, some of these will obviously be included in our later server releases, so SharePoint 2015 and so on, but customers in the cloud get to see them first, which is really exciting. All right, so let's talk about the SharePoint mobile browser experience. Has anybody in the past ever tried to access their OneDrive for Business through their browser on their phone? Did you get something that looked like that, where you had to pinch and zoom and like sort of move everything around, and you're like, gee, this is going to take me 5 minutes just to click on the document I want to see? Yeah, it was not very fun. The other mobile experience you might have experienced, you might have seen in SharePoint, was what we call MSPs. So this functionality was built way back when feature phones were all the rage. So this is really old, it's slow. So we decided, in order to take the SharePoint mobile experience in the browser to the place it needs to be, we're just going to start from scratch. So we've built these brand new mobile pages that are awesome, touch-optimized, super fast, and I'm really excited about where we're headed with these pages. So, there are three things that we consider the core of our mobile browser experience. The first is, this is cross-platform. Everything that we build in the mobile browser experience is going to work beautifully on iOS, on Android, on Windows Phone, on Windows Tablet, all of those things at the same time. So this is our promise to you guys that, you know, no matter where we are in our native app story, whatever device you have, you can always access your OneDrive for Business content in a beautiful, touch-optimized way through the browser. So that's the exciting promise of this work, and I'm really excited that we have this out now. The second tenet of the SharePoint touch design is that we are, of course, touch first. You know, some people approach mobile design as, you know, I'll increase the padding on some of my desktop pages, and then if you try, you know, you can hit the buttons that you're trying to hit. We said, nope, we want to imagine what would this experience look like if we didn't have the desktop page, if we just had mobile. And so these designs are that realization. The most exciting thing about the SharePoint touch design is how fast these pages are. So while I was here, I got an email from one of the folks back in Redmond who's been doing some perf testing for us. And he said that these SharePoint mobile pages render in 20% of the time it takes a SharePoint desktop page to render. That is really fast. So they're also really light pages. So, you know, a lot of folks who are on mobile phones, they're conscious about how much data they're pulling down. These pages come in around 50K. A typical SharePoint desktop page is around 2 megs. So they're light, they're fast, and that makes them a much better experience for mobile devices. So we're keeping those things in mind. It's not just about big touch targets. It's about being fast and small. All right, so you log into your Office 365 and navigate over to OneDrive for Business in the browser, and this is what you get. If you're familiar with the desktop experience, you'll notice that there are four pivots on this page. They match the four pivots in the desktop experience. The first is your documents. So this is, you know, your personal space. It's private to you until you share it, where you upload, sort of the home of OneDrive for Business. Over to the, on the next pivot, we have your recent documents. So this is any document that you've opened across SharePoint in any Office client. So quick and easy to pick up what you were just working on from this mobile experience. The next pivot is a new feature that we launched this year. It's called Shared With Me. So anytime a user explicitly shares a document or folder with you, we will put it in this view so that you don't have to keep track of that link in your email. We'll collect all of those documents here so you can always get back to the stuff that you're collaborating with others on. And finally, we have the Followed tab. So if you are still using the SharePoint newsfeed site, you'll recognize Followed Documents as the one where you get updates about if people have edited or commented or changed them in the newsfeed. If you've moved over to Yammer, like we have at Microsoft, I use Followed as sort of it's a bookmark feature. It's all the documents that I need to have in a place, so I follow them, and it's easy to access them right there. So the mobile browser experience, you know, while we focused on OneDrive for Business to begin, it's actually about the entirety of the mobile suite. So one cool thing about being in the mobile browser that's different than an app that's a point solution is you have easy access to the rest of the workloads in Office 365. So using this top-level navigation, I can jump over into Outlook, Calendar, People, all of the mobile-optimized experiences from the Exchange team very, very quickly. And I can go back and forth between these different workloads in a very seamless manner. We also know that you have a lot of content on team sites that's important to you, so we've made it easier to navigate to those team sites through the Sites Hub, which is that second slide there. We haven't changed anything about the mobile renderings of SharePoint team site homepages yet. So stay tuned in that area. All right, and I'm going to jump over and do a little bit of demo now. All right, zoom out a little bit. Oh, picture password, sorry guys. Halloween a couple years ago. There you go. All right, so to prove it to you, I'm in the browser. This is not a native app, just driving that point home again. All right, so this is when I've logged in. I've signed into Office 365. I'm over in OneDrive for Business. So I can go ahead and swipe up here at the top, move back and forth between these pivots. Look at how fast all that content comes in. Isn't that awesome? All right, and so then from here, you know, I can open documents. And they will open in the Office Online apps if you are on a Windows tablet or an iPad. If you're on a phone or a tablet that doesn't support the Office Online apps, then it will open in a viewer, and from there you can actually open it in the Office mobile apps that Kieran demoed earlier. So I'm in WAC, you know, I can do my editing from here, so that access and editing is pretty seamless on this tablet. I can go back to my OneDrive for Business. And then from here, I can also share documents. So click on the little dot, dot, dot here, and you open up a panel. We've made it really easy if you just want to grab the link to the document and, you know, put it in an email, you know, post it to a site or something. You know, you can copy it here. We also have, of course, full fidelity SharePoint sharing. So I can go in here and type in my colleague's name, Garth. I have the same people picker experience that I have on the desktop. Select him, click share, and it's on its way. So super quick and easy to do on the go. We know that, you know, there are lots of features in SharePoint and lots of features in OneDrive for Business, and we don't have all of them in mobile yet. So we built a way that, you know, if you're on the go and you need to do something that we haven't implemented yet, we built a backdoor switch, so you can always get to the desktop if you need it. So, you know, come down here, switch to PC view, use feature X for a little bit. You know, you can still complete your scenario. We're not going to lock you in our mobile site just because we think it's pretty. It is pretty, pretty, though. So this button down here brings up the top-level navigation that I pointed out. So, again, it's easy to access my Outlook mail, my calendar, and also hop over to the team sites that I care about. So that's pretty much it for the demo here. So if you want to flip me back over. All right, so where are we going with this experience? Well, everything I just showed you is included in what sort of we think of as wave one of the mobile work, and that shipped to all Office 365 customers in November of the last year. We're busy working on wave two right now, which is taking the same touch-optimized experience for OneDrive and bringing it to all document libraries in SharePoint, so you don't have to jump back and forth between Pinch to Zoom and this beautiful experience when you're trying to work with documents on your phone. And then finally, we've got another set of work planned coming out this summer that will add a bunch of features. You know, maybe you'll have document creation, maybe you'll have document upload, search. You know, we're still finalizing what that work's going to be, but these experiences are going to continue to have more and more functionality so that you can do what you need to do on the go. All right, so there are a few licensing things that I want to cover in this cloud section. The OneDrive for Business apps, the web apps, and the Touch UI, the experience I just demoed, are available no matter what SKU you're on. The Office mobile apps, you do need to be on one of those premium or E3 SKUs. I will point out that the standalone OneDrive for Business SKU that was announced this week will have the same access as the SharePoint Online Plan 1 column. So in case that's what folks are interested in, it'll be that plan SPO plan 1. Alrighty, and there's another part of the cloud, and that is the Office 365 dedicated customers. And Kieran's going to talk to you about what's available if you're dedicated.
Thanks, Kate. So quick poll again, how many of you in the audience are a dedicated customer or work with a dedicated customer? A couple folks. Awesome. Well, we welcome your customers, and we know that you've been a bit frustrated with our offerings lately because we haven't done enough to support you in the dedicated cloud. But we're excited to announce that we are working really hard to make sure all of our apps and services support dedicated customers. And to that end, the update to the iOS app that I just mentioned, I'll show you how we've done work to support customers as part of that update. So I mentioned already that we just pushed this update. It had a bunch of new features. One of those new features was ability to support new types of authentication. So I'm just going to sign out and show you what that new login looks like. In order to support customers who are in a dedicated tenant, we've added this new field. It says SharePoint server URL, and you can see it there. Can't get the lighting quite right, but basically what it allows you to do is enter your tenant right there, and you can connect your SharePoint dedicated tenant. As it turns out, this also works for a subset of on-premises customers. So when we get to that purple on-premises section, I'll be showing you guys how you can use that support and how you can configure your network environment to actually work for this particular app. So that's really exciting, and we hope you guys will grab that update that went live in the App Store and actually take a look at that. So that concludes the iPhone part of the demo. But what I wanted to show you guys is an exclusive demo, something that I mentioned earlier. So let me just switch the input over here. And you guys will see my MacBook up on the screen. So I mentioned earlier that we're committed to supporting cross-platform support on OneDrive for Business across all of our endpoints. And to prove that to you, I told you we're absolutely working on Sync client for Mac users, we'll actually show you a demo of that in action. Keep in mind that this is an early beta build, so we are still working out some of the kinks, and I won't be able to show you the full set of awesomeness that we have planned, but I'll be able to show you a glimpse of what you can expect running this particular client. So in this particular case, I'm logged in as Alex Darrow, one of my personas. This is my set of documents here. If you look carefully, you'll notice we actually have a little cloud icon right up there. OneDrive for Business, Sync Client. Remember, in those four tiles of different apps we have, Full Sync, Browse and Manage, Web Apps, and Office Apps, this is that first box of the Full Sync apps, which means that it runs in the background as a sync agent and it constantly keeps your files in sync. Thank you. So we are excited that we're able to show this to you. This is really only the second time we've done this demo, the first time being at the session that I co-spoke with Tejas, and this is the only second time. So no one else in the world has literally seen these demos that you're seeing right now. So in this particular case, you'll see that the files here in Finder, OneDrive for Business, exactly match the files that I have over in the browser, attachment, sales, share with everyone, and all of my awesome Office docs that are there. So of course, this works pretty much exactly the way you'd expect any particular sync client to work. Just take a file. You'll see that we actually have support for drag and drop right over here. Quick thing, it's a small file. It's now been uploaded a few seconds ago, as you can see. And what will happen here is the OneDrive for Business sync client is actually going to figure out that, hey, I've dumped a file into the browser over there, and it'll show up over here. So you'll see the little progress icon, and bam, if you saw it, it was real quick, but here it is, sample sales chart right there. So, of course, that gets to show off our awesome cross-platform drag-and-drop support, which works right here in Safari, but works on any other browser, i.e. Chrome, Firefox, any browser that you want to use on any device supports that particular feature. And similarly, if I wanted to take a file over here, drag it into my local folder here, looks like I already have that. I'll choose another one. Let's try sample doc file. There you go. It's a net new file. And similarly, because it's in the local Finder folder, the OneDrive Business client will actually go ahead and pick up that file, and it'll push it up to the cloud. There it is, sample doc file. Pretty small file, pushes it up in about less than a second. If I go over to Safari over here, I'll refresh, and notice that I have both files, the one that I dragged in there, as well as sample doc file and sales chart that I saw there. So this is a glimpse of the awesome technology that we're building for you. It will be available in customer beta later this year. But remember that our betas are very high quality. If you participated in some of our TAP programs, our technology adoption programs in the past, or any of our other Office betas, you'll know that the quality of these betas are very, very close to our final release. So don't be pushed aside by the fact that we're saying it's a beta. It's actually going to be something that you can feel confident rolling out to your organization and to your customers. So that's a demo of the OneDrive for Business Sync client for Mac users. So what I want to roll on to now is talk to you a little bit about on-premises customers. So again, quick poll, folks who are using SharePoint Server 2013 right now, what does this look like? Awesome. So I wanted to mention that I did a talk like this on mobile technologies at last SharePoint conference 2012, and I did the same poll, and the number of users who raised their hand for Office 365 was a little disappointing to me. I had been sold on the cloud and told that all of our customers were moving there and we should build awesome features, and I was a little sad when I did the poll and saw that people weren't there. But I'm excited to see that we're really about half and half here, maybe tipping a little bit towards Office 365 support. So that's super awesome. But we know that customers are still here on premises, so I wanted to dedicate an entire section, the purple section of these slides, to what apps and features folks on premises can expect. So this is a similar slide as the green one that Kate showed you, but in the on-premises section, you'll see there are a few rows missing, and I want to cover them and explain to you why they're missing. So you'll notice that the Windows still has the sync icon, because that sync client that we released as part of our last release works for on-premises customers in SharePoint 2013, as well as, of course, online customers. The Mac demo that I just showed you will be available for Office 365 customers only in that V1, so it's not going to appear on this on-premises chart right now. In addition, a bunch of the touch-optimized UI that Kate showed you in our set of demos are going to be exclusive to Office 365 customers, but we do plan on making those available to on-premises customers in a future release. And lastly, you'll notice those three icons that are slightly grayed out with the asterisks, the cloud and the office icons, because there's conditional support for on-premises customers in those apps. For iOS, if you enable your organization to have two particular types of authentication, you can make the OneDrive for Business app work. And on the next slide, I'll tell you what those types of authentication are. And for the Office mobile apps for iPhone and for Android, you actually need to activate those first with an Office 365 E3 subscription. But once you do that, you can actually connect it to both on-premises and online. It has that built in. So for customers who may be in a hybrid environment, who have E3 as well as some on-premises resources, you can actually use those apps to connect to content in both. However, the Windows Phone Office Hub is entirely lit up there, the Office icon, because it's free to use, ships on-device, connects to on-premises and online, no problems, no activation required. So if you're on a Windows Phone device, you get free access to on-premises, online, on your mobile device, which is really exciting. And of course, although we're not pushing new features to on-premises users, we're always pushing service updates, which fix known bugs and improve performance and reliability. So that's something that we're committed to for both online and on-premises. So diving into those details about what authentication is actually supported, we have two types here. NTLM and forms-based authentication are the two new types of authentication that the OneDrive for Business iOS app supports. Previously, it supported Office 365 type of authentication. Now, with our new update, gone live as of last week, if you configure your SharePoint Online or SharePoint Server 2013 environment to use these two types of auth, then you'll be able to use the OneDrive for Business app, pop it open, enter your server there, your SharePoint server, and connect it up and be able to access the same sets of features. So that's really cool, and that's something we're excited to make available to you. As I mentioned, Office Hub for Windows Phone, it's just free, it's awesome, it works on your mobile device if you have a Windows Phone device, so go get it and use it and connect it up to SharePoint on-premises. And then lastly, the Office mobile apps for iPhone and Android are actually going to require that activation. So what I'll actually do right now is show you what that looks like on a Windows Phone device. Because it's a bit of a buried area, so I'm not going to go through a full set of functionality on Windows Phone because you'll see that it's really the same as an iPhone. But you'll notice, of course, this is my Office Hub, Places, Recent, access to my files. But what you may not know is if you go to Places and tap on New right here, you'll actually get this open field that says enter your SharePoint site. Now, it's pre-populated with https://, but you can really enter anything there, online, on-premises, OneDrive for Business, a SharePoint site, team site, and if you connect that, it'll just connect up to that particular library and allow you to sync that content down onto your mobile device. So that's how you can use the OneDrive, or that's how you can use the Office Hub app on Windows Phone to actually connect up to your SharePoint on-premises server. So if you're trying to do that on an iPhone or an Android app, though, you'll be faced with this screen. So just, I want you guys to understand the limitations here. You'll notice that these apps are free in the App Store. You'll be excited, you'll hit download, then you'll run it, but then the first screen you'll see will be one of these activation paywalls. And just remember that these apps, it does clearly state in the app description, and hopefully I've made it clear as part of the session that you require that Office 365 E3 SKU to go ahead and use these apps. So that concludes our purple on-premises section. I hope that made it a little more clear which apps and which features we do have available to customers. So this last section is that interesting section where we have about 7 or 8 slides. We're going to go through different commonly asked questions about these different platforms. There'll be 1 or 2 more demos mixed in there as well, just to give you a broader set of our platform support. But what I would encourage you to do, if you guys are interested in, on each slide, you'll notice we'll talk about a particular platform. On this slide, we're talking about iPad and iPhone. If you have particular questions related to using iPads and iPhones, feel free to queue up at the mic, and we'll try to take maybe 1 to 2 or 3 questions per slide, specifically targeted to this content. If you do have other questions, we ask that you refrain from asking them right now, because we'll still have our open Q&A session at the end. But we want to answer contextual questions as we go through. So right now, we have a bunch of support for our customers who are on iPads and iPhones. You'll notice that, as we mentioned, these customers can use the OneDrive for Business iOS app that I just demoed to you. They can also use Office Online, which is, of course, formerly called our web apps. Those work in full fidelity on an iPad, and I'll show you that right after this slide. You'll see that we have the tile for the Office mobile app for iPhone, which, again, I just showed you. And then there's the full mobile browser support, which Kate showed you on iPads and iPhones. But for on-premises customers, you're really looking at those first 2 tiles when you're talking about what types of apps you can support there. So I'll pause for questions in a moment, but I did want to show you folks what that demo actually looks like on an iPad so you can get an idea of the support we're talking about here. Let's see. So, OneDrive for Business app on my iPad here. If I want to open a document, we can choose, say, this Excel file. Excel is another great example of where Office Online is just a vastly better experience than anything that Apple can deliver in their viewer. So you'll see that I'm opening this, but it's missing some of the content in these pivot tables. But it's okay, because with a single tap of the edit icon there, it launches into Excel Online, and I can actually see that same set of content, but in full fidelity here on an iPad. I can edit. If other folks were in there, we could chat. We could simul-edit the Excel spreadsheet. I'd see a little cursor where they actually are. So this is what we're talking about when we mean full fidelity. We're really serious about cross-platform support, and this is a good example showing you that we're working to enable this. When we get to the Android section, I'll note that this does not yet work for Android tablets, but we are working hard to enable Office Online in full fidelity for those Android devices. So at this point, I think I'll pause, and Katie and I will take any particular questions, if there are, about iPads and Androids. Feel free to queue up at the mic. And again, we're happy to answer questions now, or we'll also take them at the end. Please, go ahead.
So on that feature where you just showed where it's an extra click to get into the Office Online, is there a reason that's not default?
So the question is there a reason why we don't just use Office Online as a default viewing experience? So it's a good question. And again, it really goes back to what we expect users to do with our different apps. We expect users to use the OneDrive for Business app as a lightweight, read-only, managing and sharing experience. So we want to keep you in the app, and we want to keep you in our app integrated experience in case you wanted to share that file out from the app, or if you wanted to take it offline, free on your go, on your iPad. But if you want to go the next level, actually viewing and editing that content, then we do the integration with Office Online. So we're trying to keep these two apps separate, but have tight integration between them, and that's why you saw that experience right there in terms of getting to Office Online through the edit icon. That's a good question. Other contextual questions on iPad, iPhone? Okay, awesome. Well, we'll go ahead and go on to our next platform, which is Android devices. So one fewer tile, of course, on the Android section. We do have the Android Office mobile app, which, similar to the iPhone app, requires an E3 subscription. We also have access to mobile browsers and all the same touch UI that Kate showed you. And then I've included, of course, the grayed out icon for the OneDrive for Business Android app, but it is absolutely something that we're working on, and that will be available later this calendar year. So we feel at that point, we'll have very good coverage on the Android platform. As I mentioned, Office Online does not yet work on Android tablets in full fidelity, but you'll get a read-only experience if you attempt to use the Office Online experience on an Android device at this point. For on-premises users, none of these apps or features are currently available to you, so I just want to make that clear and make those expectations clear that when you're choosing your different deployments, you have to understand what your customer base is and what your user base is, what devices are using, and this is the particular set of support that you can have right here. So again, I'll pause if there are particular questions on Android at this point. I'm happy to take those. Cool.
What are you feeling in that last box?
The last box for on-premises?
Yeah.
So, depends. What do you want to see there?
Be able to use it?
All of them? Any of them? What's really your key pain right now in your organization?
What's the intention of doing any cloud-based stuff? So anything that we're anything that you're not using with on-premise, if on-premise is not going to have features, then.
Sure. So we have a couple options for you. You could use a Windows Phone device. You could switch the iPad on our a Surface, or you can use a whole full set of our iPads. So we do recognize that's a customer pain right now. We don't have any plans that I can announce as a roadmap that we're going to fill that in. So really, I would just propose the workarounds of recommend one of the other supported devices, which is really all the other devices that we have pretty good support for, or again, just consider some sort of hybrid solution if possible. But we do recognize that is a pain point right now. But thanks for asking the question.
The other way to answer your question is that, you know, things like the mobile optimized browser experience that I demoed, we plan to ship that on-prem when the next on-prem release comes out. So you're going to get those features, but it won't be until you're on, you know, SharePoint 2015.
Cool. Thanks, Kate. Other questions? We definitely welcome these type of questions here, because I think they're useful for everyone to hear as well. So happy to take them. All right. So switching to some of our Windows-branded devices, what can you do on your Surface Pro, your Surface Pro 2? Well, as it turns out, you can actually do everything. Pretty self-evident, but you can access the Sync client for Windows, install it, it'll sync all of your content offline, or if you want a touch-optimized experience that's native to the modern platform, you can use our Windows 8 app for touch-optimized browsing and sharing. Of course, we have Office 2013 full Office available on your Pro device for viewing and editing, and as you'd expect, there's integration there with the Sync client in Office 2013 and integration with a modern app, touch-optimized in Office 2013, really tight integration there. And of course, desktop browser, full support for drag and drop and any of the other capabilities you want to use your browser for. And in terms of on-premises customers, all of these are available to you except for that first tile where you don't yet have the modern app available to customers. But again, you have all the other tiles, including offline sync, as well as the touch optimized and browser-based views of your OneDrive for Business content. So hopefully this is pretty clear, and folks have seen this if you have one of our Surface devices, that it really supports everything OneDrive for Business has to offer. Questions on that? Cool. I do see a hand back there. What about RT? So RT for on-premises, or what do you want?
Let's go to the next slide.
So that is a good segue to the next slide. So for RT devices, you'll notice that there is one big tile that kind of disappeared there, which will be that middle tile for offline sync, right? So we don't right now support offline sync for the Surface RT, but we do support a touch-optimized experience as well as full Office. But what I do want to call out is we have these two purple tiles now. And in terms of mobile browser and desktop, I'll actually let Kate tell you about how you can leverage both of those experiences on an RT device.
So if you're online, your RT devices are going to default into the experience that I showed you. So you're going to get the mobile views when you go there on your RT. Like I said, it's really easy to switch back into the desktop mode. If you know you've got your keyboard in and you're doing sort of more laptop-like work on your Surface, so it's easy to flip back and forth. Of course, if you're on-prem, those mobile features aren't there yet, so you'll just get the desktop experience by default.
Cool. And then, lastly, I did want to mention that for on-premises, you will not be able to use the modern optimized app, and you also, of course, you mentioned about the mobile browser support. So again, a common question here is when do we get offline sync for the RT platform? And this slide sort of calls that out, and we are working on a plan to enable offline support for RT, Windows RT platform. I don't yet have a date to announce for that, but we do understand that this is something that customers want, and we're working to enable that in the future, and it will be a really streamlined experience once we're able to deliver that to our customers. So this is our RT slide here. Are there questions on Windows RT, Surface RT support for OneDrive for Business? All right, sounds good. So what can I do on my Mac? You saw a bunch of my demo occurred on my Mac. So we'll show you up here on the slide what different types of apps are available. Of course, Mac Office 2011 is something that's available right now. In addition, you'll have full desktop support. You saw me drag and drop a bunch of content into there, so that's something that we can do. And then you'll see the coming soon, the native sync experience, OneDrive for Business for Mac users. But what I do want to call out is that we've gotten a lot of feedback that later this calendar year is not soon enough for that Mac client, and we hear that. So I want to provide to you a couple different options that you can use in the meantime as workarounds. One of them, which you may or may not know about, is an app that we have called the Document Connection app. And this is an app that ships with Office for Mac 2011. It ships in box. You don't need to go get it or pay more for it or find out where it is. It just installs as part of that suite. And when you actually run it, this app is sort of a lightweight version of a sync app. Think of it like that, where it's a native client. It allows you to interop with SharePoint online. It even allows you to interop with SharePoint on-premises or OneDrive consumer. And you can do that simply by going to add a location and saying connect to your SharePoint site. And you can enter the URL of the particular library, either your OneDrive for Business library or your TeamSite library. And when you get that, the contents will appear here. You'll see that this is actually already connected to Alex Darrow. And these same sets of files that are over here in my browser are again reflected in this Document Connection app. And if you talk about wanting to take stuff offline, well, it's a pretty simple matter. Say I want to take Q4 marketing analysis off. You just right-click and you say add to favorites, and what happens is then appears in the section called Favorite Files. And this is really like that OneDrive for Business local folder, where all the content here is going to be available to you on this Mac when you're online or offline. If you double-click on it, it'll open it in Office or Mac, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and you'll be able to edit or save changes, save them up when you're online again. So that's one option that's already available to you right now as part of Office for Mac 2011. We do, of course, have other third-party options, including SharePlus and Caligo, which are some of the options you can use if you're looking for third-party extensibility. So these are some of the workarounds we have, or you can just wait for us to deliver the integrated native experience on OneDrive for Business Mac client, which is part of this roadmap slide. So other questions on Mac support, including any of the demos that I've showed you or some of the workarounds we have here? So the question was, what about an upgraded Office for Mac? And that's a great question. So I don't have a date that I can announce for you right now, but we do have engineering teams actively working on that, and I have personally seen some of those builds, and I would say that there's going to be tight integration between OneDrive for Business and that Office for Mac version X when it is available, but we don't have dates to announce around that right now. Great. So I will move on to a couple of our last slides here. So this is a common slide, and I'm trying to answer a frequently asked question that we get, which is, why is there this somewhat confusing set of support for some apps online and versus on-premises? And the answer is actually fairly straightforward, and I wanted to share it with you guys so that you can understand how our roadmap for product planning worked. It really works like this. Whenever we build V1 of apps like the Mac client, the Mac Sync client, they're always going to be for Office 365 customers first. It's just a fact. And then, based on three different factors, we'll try to enable support for on-premises customers. Those factors are, what is the feature in app, and is it make sense for on-premises customers? Is there a demand? Are people actually asking for it? Because if they're not asking for it, we can't justify doing the work. And then lastly, what resources do we have available to actually build it? So if those three factors actually line up, then we'll be able to deliver an incremental update that supports on-premises customers. Case in point, the iOS app and the update we just pushed, V1.2 last week, was again, V1 was online only, and then we pushed an update 7 months later that would enable that on-premises support. So that's really the roadmap that we're trying to follow for all of our apps, and hopefully that makes a little bit of more sense to you folks. What I did want to call out, though, is that orange box on the right side, which says that in some cases, we do have particular marketing constraints or marketing goals that we're trying to meet that would block us enabling on-premises support. And this is just a simple fact of trying to sell our products and services. So the Office mobile apps on iPhone and Android are a good example. On Windows Phone, you get those for free, no activation required, but on an iPhone and Android, we've instituted the paywall so that you need to purchase an Office 365 eSKU to actually enable that. So it's not a matter of timing or resourcing customer demand. We know those all light up. It's a matter of a particular marketing goal that we're trying to have here. So that's, again, the fourth sort of X factor in this particular set of planning roadmaps for all of our different apps and services that we're building here. And in line with that, I want to answer another common question, which is, hey, you have Office for phones, Windows Phone, iPhone, Android Phone. When are we going to get Office for tablets, iPad, Android tablets, we might expect? And the answer here has to do with the bifurcation of our phone versus tablet strategy. And just so you know, don't get your hopes up. I'm not making any product announcements as part of this slide. I'm just trying to inform you so that you understand where we are. But it really has to do with our phone strategy, where we delivered Office Hub on Windows Phone over a year ago as part of the native operating system, so we felt very comfortable releasing high-quality Office mobile apps for iPhone and for Android. Our current strategy is on a tablet until we have touch-optimized Office for a Windows tablet. Then we will not be able to release that touch-optimized version of Office for our competitor tablets. With that said, we're always looking at the market and looking at changes in the industry and our competitive threats, and are using that data to feedback into the process so we can adjust our prioritization and resourcing based on the changing demands so that we're always dynamically adjusting. So those are the facts around Office on phone and Office on tablet. Hopefully that makes sense. Question? So this is the final slide here that Kate and I will be presenting. And we wanted to give you an insight into some of our feature backlog. So in terms of things that are top of mind that we know customers are demanding that are not yet available, that we're really trying to push out to some of our apps. So feel free, if you see one of your favorite features on here, that's great. If you don't, feel free to ask us about it, and we can let you know where this sits on the backlog right now and why it may not be on here. And maybe your feedback will actually help us push it up to the top of this list. In the box over on the right side, we're just calling out that we know we have some of these platform gaps, right? We know that Mac is a huge gap. A bunch of our customers need it. We're working on it as fast as possible. We know that Android and a native app for Windows Phone are on there as well. And we have plans in motion and are already working on some of those apps as well. So at this point, we'll go ahead and open a general session. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you lasting through all of SharePoint Conference 2014. And we hope you learned a bunch from the session. Thanks a lot.